Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Erevin 85. We're looking at the idea of a Erev in a gatehouse versus elsewhere. We learned in a Mishnah, if one places his Erev in a gatehouse, a portico, or a gallery, it is not a valid Erev. This implies that it is only as an Erev that is not valid, but as a Shituf, it would be valid when placed in these areas. The rules of Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, are evident from the Mishnah, meaning you're placing it in there, you're placing it in the gatehouse, you're placing it in the portico gallery, it's not valid. It has to be seen for all, it has to be done for all. To me, it brings to mind the idea, you can't hide away in your house. You can't stay away in your house. You can't force yourself to be secluded in your house. You have a mission, a purpose to be Mezakeh the Rabbim. You have a purpose to be out there influencing others. You can't seclude yourself in your house and only be selfish to work on yourself and nothing else. That's why someone who teaches others, someone who works on others, teaches others how to practice, is better than someone who learns Torah himself. And he'll get the ability, Perkevus explains, to teach, to watch, and to learn, and to influence others, because we're not supposed to be secluded. You put the Erev in the wrong place, you put the Erev in a seclusion, no one can see it, no one can be benefited, it doesn't work. If you put yourself inside, nobody can benefit from you, nobody can learn from you, nobody can hear from you, it's not going to work. You're not applying yourself to help out others. You have to be selfless, not selfish. You have to push yourself to help others, push yourself to deal with others, to influence others, especially if you have a trait, an ability, a quality, and a wonderful aspect, a wonderful midah, a wonderful talent. You have to share with others. You can't keep it just for yourself, but you have to let others be involved with it. You have to let others benefit from it as much as possible, so as not to waste that wonderful talent, not to hide that wonderful talent, but to showcase it and use it, God willing, for Torah, mitzvos, chesed, in the service of Hashem, to be mekadeshim shemayim every single day. Join us next time as we talk more Erevin here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.